When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. That's from Acts chapter 2 and the NRSV. The disciples had been told by Jesus to wait. They were not to leave Jerusalem until the gift of the Holy Spirit had been given. They had no way of knowing what kind of a gift that was or how it would come, but they were to wait. They were waiting together in one place, which leads us to think that this was no passive waiting, but an active waiting in anticipation. Acts 1 tells us that they were constantly in prayer as they waited. These believers had had such an amazing experience of Jesus rising from death, and they had been able to spend time with him explaining things to them that they had never been able to comprehend until they knew him as their risen Lord. Those 40 days they spent with him must have been full of questions and explorations and coming to new understandings, almost as though they had been seeing in black and white and now saw in glorious Technicolor HD. And that new colour went not only through their faith in Jesus, it also went back through their history as they understood what God had been saying to them all along. And their faith took on new depths as they spent time with Jesus, learning from him. And then he told them that he was going into heaven, something else they couldn't understand until they saw it for themselves. And that they were to wait for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Imagine the frustration of that waiting. They had all this new experience, all this new knowledge, all this new excitement and enthusiasm, and they were not able to go back to their homes and share their stories. They weren't to go back to their villages and build up the faith of some and challenge those who had not believed. They were to wait. Of course, some talking was done and some decisions were made. They prayed and cast lots and made their number up to 12 again by the addition of Matthias. They would have continued to share stories, and there would have been lots of asking, "Do you remember?" and "What did Jesus mean by?" But this was a time of preparation for the action that was to follow. And here we are in our homes, forbidden to gather for worship, not by the Holy Spirit, but by the need to protect ourselves from the virus. But the Holy Spirit can work even here. And just as the Spirit came to disciples in a house, so the Spirit can come to us in our homes. Just as the gift of tongues was a gift of God, and not something that the disciples can even have imagined, let alone prayed for or worked towards, so the Spirit can surprise us with fresh gifts that have been coming to light at this time. New ways of worshipping, new ways of connecting, new ways of caring. The disciples didn't have their mission plan sorted out before Pentecost. They would have been talking about what next and how to obey the command of Jesus to go into all the world. But it was the coming of the Spirit that opened the doors for them in a way they could never have foreseen. Voices rose in praise and a crowd gathered. And the disciples simply needed to answer the question, "What's going on?" People are asking that question now. What's going on? They are sharing in our virtual services in a way that simply hasn't been open to them before. For us who are used to church, it's no big deal to walk into a church building that is new to us. But for those who have never been, who are nervous, who have had a bad experience of church, it's hard to walk up to that entrance and cross the threshold. But now the threshold is in their living room. And it's not a physical threshold, but a spiritual one. We can beckon across, but the Spirit will move the heart. And just as the early church suddenly had to organise things for 3,000 new believers without a church building to gather in, we need to be ready for those who come. We might not be able to talk to them face to face. The steps toward faith might be different from the ones that have been familiar to us. They might not pray a believer's prayer, but instead subscribe to a YouTube channel or sign up to a mailing list. We need to recognize the Spirit at work in those things. They may not be what we did, but the work of God is always new and is always calling people to come closer. And we need to learn the new steps as God seeks to partner us in the dance of life and faith. So let us pray together this prayer from David Adam's book, Times and Seasons, Veni Creator. Come, Lord. Come down, come in, come among us. Come as the wind to move us. Come as the light to prove us. Come as the night to rest us. Come as the storm to test us. Come as the sun to warm us. Come as the stillness to calm us. Come, Lord, come down, come in, come among us. God bless.